This is Ian Dayborn
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
So here we are, Saturday morning, and it's been a while since we've had somebody playing live on this show, but we do this morning, Daniel MP Snow. Good morning, Daniel.
Hi, Ian. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, it's a pleasure. Welcome to Cambridge 105. And you're not actually a local person, are you? Even though you're going to be playing here in a couple of weeks' time. Where are you at? Where do you actually live?
Yeah, I'm actually based in France.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the east of France.
Wow.
And but over here every now and then to play gigs. So yeah, we're here. I'm here with one of my. Kind of my partner in crime, one of the fellow band members of the band I'm in, The Flocking Murmuration.
Yes.
Steph Pasternak. We're doing a kind of dual solo tour next weekend. And I'm passing by this weekend, which is why it was great to see you as
yeah.
well. We're playing in the Blue Moon on Sunday
yes.
in Cambridge.
Yes.
And for anyone who happens to be or have connections to Berwick-upon-Tweed, playing in the Auction House on Good Friday.
Berwick-upon-Tweed.
Yeah, so that's what we're doing next weekend. And yeah, the band was here recently for a few gigs that we did last year. Yeah, so kind of play here occasionally in France, in Switzerland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're truly a European outfit. And when you're playing here with your partner in crime, as you describe him, how do you bill yourselves? What are you performing? Which name are you performing under?
Oh, yeah. So, well, we bill as a kind of double act of solo acts, but we kind of do three sets. So
yes.
He does a set, I do a set, and then we do some songs together. But since we've floated the idea of the name, my family name's Shaw, his name is Pasternak, so we've talked about the name Shasternak, although he's worried that it sounds a bit like a disease.
So. I think it kind of has a ring to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And will this be the first time that you or he or together you've played Cambridge, or have you been here before?
I played in Cambridge here with a band that's kind of currently on hiatus, sort of world pop folk trio as we build ourselves, called The Tiger, The Lion.
Yes.
You can find, as with all the rest of my music with the band and my solo stuff, with The Flocking Murmuration, I mean, you can find that all online for anyone who's interested. I brought some CDs into the studio today for anyone who's interested in getting a copy that could write in, maybe. But, Tiger, The Lion played at a place called The Loft, which no longer exists, I think. Or they moved or something like that. But it was about 10 years ago.
The Loft. Okay, so yeah. I'm sure somebody, one of our team here, probably our journalist, Julian, we normally send him out to investigate these things, but I'm sure he'll remember The Loft. Was it in the centre of Cambridge?
I think so. We got some nice reviews. I remember we bumped into there was a band that played before us, a nephew-uncle duo called Cruel Folk.
Cruel Folk.
Their concept was basically they played all the gory old folk tunes, and I thought that was quite a cool concept. So I remember that. I remember that well. And the Loft was kind of run by a brother and sister, I think, and they were very nice hosting us. It was nice memories, and it was a good gig.
Excellent. Okay. Well, the Blue Moon, I'm sure you'll go down well there. The first song, you're going to play us a couple of songs.
Yeah.
And in a minute, when you play the first one, I'm going to ask you a bit about your project that you had on last year where you wrote about 100 songs. But what are you going to play for us first of all?
Yeah, I've been trying to decide what I play today, but I think I'm going to play the song Brave, which was the first single from The Flocking Murmuration's first album. Obviously, it sounds much better with the band, but I'll do it my best on my own. So it's a song I wrote a couple of years ago. There was a kind of a big refugee crisis going on.
Yes.
I had a friend going through some tough depression, and another family friends who have a child with a difficult condition. I was just seeing a lot of people smiling through difficult times, and it kind of inspired me to write this song.
Excellent. And sorry, what did you say the song is called?
Brave.
Brave. Okay. So, Daniel MP Shaw, now going to perform first of a couple of songs we're going to hear. It's called Brave.
When I look at you and I see your face, you're a shining light to the human race. You touch a weight and it floats to the skies. Play an alchemy with your own gravity.
Woo! Fantastic. Excellent. That Thanks, was a terrific song. And when did you... You wrote that last year, did you say?
I wrote it... I think, actually, maybe it was in 2016.
Really?
Yeah.
So it wasn't one of the 100 songs from last year that you wrote?
It wasn't one of those ones, but it was just before I started writing those ones.
So just to talk a little bit about that, because that was a kind of specific kind of project you gave yourself to do, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. It was kind of a stupid thing to do. But I said, OK, I'm going to try and write a song every day. The thing is... Like a lot of things, you know, it helps to make these things public because then you've kind of put your foot in it. I'm going to run the marathon. I'm going to, you know, take this exam, whatever. So, So I set about trying to write a song every day, which was, and of course, quality doesn't imply quantity, but it was an interesting process. I did it for long enough. I didn't really think I was going to make it for the whole year, but it was kind of something like a something to aim for and see how it went. Got to about 100 songs. Most of them are now available online. It was literally just sticking a very lo-fi, just stuck a digital mic in front of me and recorded it. I only had a couple of hours a day. I could really get that from starting the song to recording it.
Yes.
And there were some interesting things in there that I guess you don't experience if you're not trying to do that every day, because I think it's good to try and write a bit or create a bit on a regular basis daily if you can, but to actually start and finish a song, it was kind of like writing diary entries, and there's some, you know, there's a song in there about what it must feel like to be a potato. and there's a song in there about... on that day I read the news, there was a horrible bomb attack in a village in Pakistan and no one had heard about that. And, you know, so, and I thought that was something that it was kind of like a daily diary entry. And, you know, it ranged from comic, ridiculous, silly to, I guess, things that I felt were more serious and on my mind. So, and it lasted long enough to kind of know what that felt like. I would have liked to have done it every day of the year, but it was a bit like once you... once you don't go running for a couple of days, then you sort of lose the motivation to do that kind of thing.
I think 100's pretty good. 100 songs in roughly 100 days is pretty good. And for you, when you're writing material, is that process always the same? Does it start in a particular way with words, music, or does it vary?
No, it's very different. Yeah, sometimes the music speaks to you. Sometimes I get lyrical ideas, and sometimes the lyrics are just lyrics. Sometimes the lyrics are kind of music in themselves, so they kind of give you a rhythmic idea and you work with that. Sometimes it's a bit of everything. And sometimes, you know, sometimes I'd sit down and like, I've got to leave this room with a song. So what am I going to write about? So,
yes.
I think that's the thing I think that was a good exercise to push myself in when I wasn't inspired necessarily, and yet and then find inspiration.
You know?
And I think it's a good exercise to try and find inspiration in anything, and it was good to get that sometimes.
Yeah, so. And with the Flocking Murmurations, the band, what's the process there? Do you all contribute to the songs, or are you the primary songwriter for the group?
And until this point, I'll generally bring a song to the band. And then the band make it their own. You know, so then the way we frame it at the moment is, you know, I'll bring the songs and then we all make the music together.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're fantastic musicians. I'm very lucky to be playing with them. Matt on bass, Mark on slide guitar, and Steph on the drums, actually. Steph Pasternak, who's doing his own solo tour with me, as I mentioned.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Plays Blue guitar, he's a singer-songwriter in his own right. So, and they're fantastic musicians, so they really take the songs... They become our songs, I feel. And I think that doesn't have to be the way it always is. You know, as I said, they're all creative musicians in their own right. Mark has a YouTube channel that you can check out his music on, and a website. And Matt is a member of about 20 bands.
Wow! So you all keep busy.
Yeah. So they're people that obviously they're creative musicians themselves. So apart from making the songs I'll bring, the ideas I bring, our own, there's nothing to say that, you know, the song as the band grows, that it doesn't become a more like collective process and things. Yeah.
Well, listen, we got time for one more.
Yeah.
What are you going to play for us as a second song?
Do you think is this a kind of upbeat audience or more?
I think Saturday morning is upbeat. Yeah, I love the first one was terrific. So
Thank you.
Something upbeat would be cool. I might even film you, so don't be alarmed by that.
Okay.
There's nothing weird going on here.
I'm going to play a song called Step Outside. which is a song I wrote quite a long time when I lived ago when I lived in Japan.
Okay. Wow, that was excellent. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, Ian.
Daniel M.P. Shaw. Awesome. And just before you go, a couple of great songs there. The Blue Moon, 1st of April. That's yourself. What time does the show begin? Do you know?
I reckon about 8 o'clock.
I reckon you might be right. Sounds like you've got the same researcher that I've got. Hey, listen, thank you very much for coming in and for playing live for us. That was terrific. Thank you.